As long as she like good things, like SUV, drive me to my mansion, then believe me, life is so beautiful. Waking up to everyday man, I dey hustle. Small time, my dream goes out to the suit me, like my private jet, fly me to my mansion. But again, this struggle got me, and society been stealing the passion. Dying on substances, maybe I go fit get back my focus. Millions of fighters, now we know they among them for. But as long as you are nice today, believe me, we go trend like fashion. We go bright as the moonshine, and we go the trend like fashion. Trend like fashion.
Hello, trending listeners, this is OJB, and you are welcome to the episode 2, season 2 of Trend Like Fashion. In the previous episode of Trend Like Fashion, if you have been following, I reasoned together with you about power of a woman, fixed woman. A fixed woman don't take emotions as food and forget to eat the food itself. If you are a fixed woman, then you are the beginning of happiness and comfort. So are you a fixed woman? In today's episode, we shall reason together about a woman as a thing of earth. What makes a woman a thing of earth? How a woman became the thing of earth? And how a woman is making use of the things of earth? Trending listeners, let's sit back and reason along into this episode. Woman, a thing of earth. When you are fully conscious of existence, I mean the cosmos and every dimensions of life in it, you will know that every creations of the Creator has an arrangement to follow before they can get to their peak of life. And this arrangement has to be processed and followed in an organized manner before the peak can be attained. If that arrangement is not followed accordingly, then the creations will not develop to their full flesh to have comfort. See, in the world of humanity, there is an arrangement too. There is an arrangement for comfort, happiness, and arrangement to get into the peak of life, but only if the arrangement is duly followed. If the arrangement is duly followed, then it's a path to get into the peak of life. And the beginning of that arrangement in the world of humanity begins with a woman. If you are a woman and your arrangement of life begins with thinking of a man that you are so devoted and dissolved in it, see, you will be attracting and you will continue to attract some bad energy that you won't be able to undo because you have not taken the right steps towards the arrangement. And you know, the steps you take towards this arrangement will determine if you are attracting an energy that could make life miserable or beautiful. And if you are so devoted and dissolved in thinking of a man first, it just simply means you are not conscious of the fundamental things that makes you a woman. And if you are a man that you find yourself with such a woman, despite you are not conscious of yourself and you are not conscious of the woman too, you could find life to be miserable. But when the man is so conscious of himself and so conscious of the woman that he is spiritually guided, then he shall continue to have comfort no matter what. But even if a man needs to be spiritually guided, the arrangements of spirituality itself shall come from a woman before it gets to him. A woman that is psychologically and physiologically arranged is spiritually arranged. The first step such woman will take towards the arrangement of life for it to be beautiful and for it to be full of happiness is thinking about the things of earth and not a man first, because the man is not the first thing to inspire her thinking. The things of earth are the first inspirations for a woman to think beautifully and to be full of happiness. You know, the things of earth are beautiful things of the Creator. Things of earth are the beautiful things of nature. Flowers, oceans of water, gentleness of the sea, birds, the sky, animals, hills, mountains, gold, silver. You know, every creation of the Creator inspired a woman to think beautifully and happily, because creations are full of beauty and happiness. So, the things of earth are the fundamental things about a woman. It can never be taken away from her because it is something of the spirit in her. When a woman gets inspired by the things of earth, you know, she thinks beautifully, she acts beautifully, she beautifies herself, and she is full of life and happiness. Then the woman will in spirit have effects on a man. Psychologically, she will be attracted to a man. The man will be inspired to think of her. The man will be inspired and be attracted to her because she is full of life and happiness. Then in spirit, the man shall have a share of the woman's happiness and beauty because he is inspired by it. And you see, this is why whatever happens to a woman shall happen to a man in a relationship, especially the one we call two people coming together as one in our society of today, marriage. If the woman is happy in the marriage, the man shall be happy. If the woman happiness in the marriage is a seasonal happiness, then the man shall continue to have a seasonal happiness. And if the woman is miserable in the marriage, the man shall continue to be miserable if he is not spiritually guided. But the things of earth, unfortunately, was personalized and privatized by human genius. You know, it was personalized and privatized to money. Then happiness became scarce, and psychologically the woman became disorganized and disturbed because she has been disconnected from her spiritual realm. You know, she has been disconnected from the spirit that brings happiness to her. She can't follow the arrangement of life in an orderly manner again because she has been disorganized. Then a man that is not conscious of himself and existence is disorganized too. And to have connection back to the happiness, some price has to be paid. And the price is hard work and human freedom. And the happiness itself is money. And are you still asking and wondering why women can't do without money? See, you have to understand that it is not money a woman cannot do without. It is the things of earth that they can't do without. You know, things of earth that makes them to think beautifully, do beautiful things and magical things for happiness to be available for another dimensions of life. In spirit, a woman is a thing of earth. Give a woman some money, she can only be inspired by it once and cannot think happiness out of it twice. She will only be inspired by it because she believes it can be exchanged for things of earth. And at that moment, she will be psychologically fixed because she will start thinking in an order that is arranged. When you give a woman some money, she can't keep it for long because she does not get inspired by the same thing all the time. So a woman don't get inspired by the paper note for long when it is not spent on the things of earth that will bring happiness and comfort to her. She has to spend the money on variety things of earth for varieties of inspirations for her happiness and comfort, so that she can be beautiful in varieties of way. This is not an accidental thing about a woman. It is in the spiritual realm of a woman that is fully conscious of existence and so conscious about the organization and arrangement of life. Spiritually, women are things of earth. And you see, separating a woman from the things of earth is like separating a snail from the shell. Nothing will work beautifully and perfectly. It will continue to bring discomfort. Physiologically, 90% of a woman's needs account for the things of earth, which is happiness and comfort. But in this modern society, happiness and comfort that were used to be free is now money. And in this modern society, women that are yet to be conscious of existence and that are yet to be conscious that they are the epitome of happiness and comfort themselves are in pursuit of happiness and comfort with human genius. But you see, one thing with human genius is that it's never settled down, and because of this, as human being, whatever you are pursuing with human genius will continue to bring uncertainty, because human genius is not a certain thing. Human genius is not something absolutely incredible, you know. Human genius can be terrible and can be beautiful as well. Depends on the dimension the genius is being used. And because of this uncertainty about human genius, absolute happiness and comfort is not guaranteed when you pursue it with them. But when you are so conscious of human genius, it just simply means you are conscious of yourself as life. And that is the beginning of your consciousness about every other dimensions of life and their energies in existence. And when you are conscious of these things, yourself as life and human genius, then that is the beginning of comfort within yourself and absolute happiness within you. You are never going to be in pursuit of happiness and comfort again. You will always know yourself to be the epitome of these two beautiful things, happiness and comfort. You see, among all the creations of the Creator, human being, we have the energy and the ability to shape ourselves out from the memory of whatever traumatic experience we might have gone through, so that we can be liberated from it and continue to enjoy in the heaven of our happiness and comfort. So, if you are a woman and you are yet to be conscious of yourself as the epitome of happiness and beauty, if you are still in pursuit of happiness with human genius, despite you are not conscious of what human genius is, it simply means you are still suffering from the traumatic experience of the things of earth that was taken away from you by human genius. That you don't want to shape your life out of that memory for your own liberation and salvation to happen. But remember that whatever happens to a woman will happen to a man, and whatever happens to a woman will also happen to the generations of life she will be producing, because a woman will continue to be the foundation of another generations of life to come to this world as long as this cosmos will continue to be in existence. If a woman is organized and follows the arrangements of life in a due process, if she is conscious of herself as the epitome of happiness and comfort, she will continue to be beautiful. If she is conscious of what human genius is, and she can make use of her emotional energy to shape her memory out of whatever traumatic experiences she has gone through, and that she's liberated from it. Then generations of life coming after us will be organized, liberated, and have salvations too. And regardless the gender of life a woman will bring to this world, if that woman is arranged and organized with the process of life, whatever gender of life the woman will produce, automatically that life will be saved, liberated, will have salvation, will be full of happiness and comfort, and such life shall continue to flourish in beauty in every dimensions of life. Oh, JB, if I have to sing a song of praise and worship, I shall raise my voice unto the God of a woman. And if I have to bow my head to worship, I shall bow to worship the God of a woman. God of a woman, the spirit of a man. Woman, a thing of earth. Oh, JB.